All right, so let's go ahead and get started. Once again, my name is Bob Hamer. I'm the president of Sports Business Solutions. And today we're going to talk about how to get a job in sports. Quickly, I want to walk through my story. From Southern California originally, went to school at the University of Arizona. Studied business management in school, got involved in some sports marketing clubs, worked some internships, tried to build my network a little bit and put myself in a position to get a job working for the Phoenix Suns right after I finished school. I graduated back in 2006, started an inside sales, a ticket sales position with the Phoenix Suns a couple weeks after I finished up school. So once I got in, wasn't really sure what I wanted to do, figured I'd give it a year, see how I liked it, see how I did, ended up doing well and really fell in love with the ticket sales business and decided that was the career I wanted to pursue. I then spent 8 years working for the Suns, started in an entry-level ticket sales role, got promoted to an account executive, got promoted to a manager, got promoted to a director, got promoted to a senior director, and ultimately became the vice president of ticket sales with the Phoenix Suns, responsible for all these sales and service initiatives on the ticket side of the business. Had a relatively large group, 50 plus employees, 3 directors, a couple managers, and our unit was responsible for generating more money than any other group with the organization. So I developed a high profile position with the Suns. I came to a point where I wanted to do something new, and I decided to launch my own business, Sports Business Solutions. I'm a little bit of a hybrid. I do a lot of training, consulting, and development work for college students, recent grads, and people looking to get a job working in sports. I help them get placed, both in full-time roles, part-time positions, and internships, both professional, minor league, and college. So I help people get jobs working in sports. I also do training and consulting for sports teams, have about 10 team clients, and I also do recruiting and placement on the team side as well. So let's talk about working in sports. For me, I think it comes down to a few things: your experience, your network and the relationships you have, your will and determination, and your flexibility. These are what I like to call barriers to entry. I think without having some of these items, without having any experience, without being flexible on where you're working and what you're doing, without having any contacts in the industry, and kind of just coasting by and applying for jobs, I think it's going to be very difficult for you to get in. So these are all things that I think are vital if you want to have a job working in sports. Step one is research and learn. So I talk to a lot of people that want to work in sports. They don't really know how to do it or where to go. I think the very first step is just doing research and learning about the industry. So I'd recommend checking out teamworkonline.com. It's the primary resource for available jobs in sports. You'll be able to see everything that's available. It's got management level positions, executive level positions. It's got entry level type positions, full-time, part-time, internships, et cetera. What I would do there is just get on there, look at the job descriptions, and start to get a sense of where the available jobs are. And what kind of skills and experiences they're looking for, and start to fine-tune really what you want to do. I'd also go onto the team websites and start to follow the teams and the people that you're interested in networking with on social media. So just by following along, going to the team websites, you'll see how active they are in the community, what they've been working on. Are they a team that's being recognized for something on the business side? How's the team itself playing on the field? You want to basically start to just learn a little bit more about how these teams run. And I think you can get a lot of that information off of the team websites. We touched on it a little bit, but social media is really important through this process too. So getting on LinkedIn, getting on Twitter, trying to find teams and brands, and trying to learn about what they're doing and how they're operating their business is really important. Having a subscription to publications like the Sports Business Journal are very important. It's the primary source for what's happening, what's new and innovative in sports business. So really in this step, you want to become a student and learn as much as you can. If you're a college student, you want to get involved in a sports business student club, any sort of campus organizations. You want to just start to talk to people and network a little bit and try to find people that are also interested in working in sports. Oftentimes, sports business related student clubs bring in guest speakers from the outside where they'll talk about their job and how they got in. It's a great learning opportunity. And again, it's research and things that you're picking up. In this step, you want to learn as much as you can about where the jobs are and what it's like working in sports. And there it is. So you want to aim to understand the industry, where the available jobs are, and then you want to start to narrow your focus to the job types that interest you most. So once you have an idea of jobs that you're interested in, step two is networking and building relationships. I think this is arguably the most important part of the whole process. If you have a relationship with the team or with people working in sports, you can leverage those to get the hiring managers to get jobs. So the first step in this process is you want to connect to the industry pros and learn about their jobs. You want to focus your efforts on the jobs that you want down the line. I think the important key here is you want to make it more about them, not about you. So you basically just want to learn. So you want to position it as you want to have a conversation with an industry professional. You want to pick their brain for 10, 15 minutes. You want to have questions prepared. You want to try to connect and do the best you can, and then ask a lot of questions. Tell me about your job. What do you do on a daily basis? How did you get in? What pieces of advice would you give someone like me? And you want to start to build a lot of those connections, but you want to position it as a learning opportunity first. What I just described is really explained like or what we call it is an informational interview. So by definition, an informational interview is where you reach out to someone in the industry and you get to know them and their job, what they do, their career path, and then gain some advice. Purely informational. This isn't a job interview, isn't a networking call. It's you're calling with a purpose. Typically they're 15 to 20 minutes long. And it's a great way for you to start developing some relationships with people in the industry. I have on here, find a common ground and a way in. Here's a good example. If you're following along on Twitter or via social media, or you see an article about a team that you're interested in working for, what you can do is you can go to the team website. You can find the front office executives for the team. If it's a marketing initiative, you can see who works in marketing. You can go on LinkedIn, or you can try to find an email, try to reach out and say, hey, I saw ABC on Twitter and it looks really cool. Or congratulations on all the success you're having in the community as an aspiring sports business professional. I would love to pick your brain, learn a little bit more about that initiative, your job, what you do, and see if a job working in sports marketing is really a way I want to go. Would you be open to a 15-minute informational interview? I'd love to call and again, pick your brain and make the ask to try to set up a phone conversation. But if you have a common ground and a way in, it shows that you've done a little bit of homework, shows that you prepared, and it shows that you're being proactive. So informational interviews are a great way to begin building relationships. You don't want to just make a contact. You want to aim to build a long-lasting, long-term relationship. So after you have those conversations, you want to find ways to stay in touch. And you always want to make the ask to help them. So at the end of the call, saying, hey, I'm very appreciative for your time. Are you guys currently hiring any part-time staff, or are you hiring interns? I'd love to get involved with your organization. If they say no, saying, well, is there anything you personally are working on that I can assist with in my spare time? Whether it's a research project, or you can go and do statistics at a game, or work part-time, or do market research. I mean, there's a variety of things you can do probably in your free time. But make the ask and see if there's anything you can do to help. If they say no to that, then just simply say, as someone that aspires to get into the industry, I understand the value of networking. Do you mind if I stay in touch with you here moving forward? 99% of the time they'll say yes, and then you want to find ways to stay in touch. Then I would say every 2, 3, 4 months, when applicable, find a reason to kind of reach back out. Could be something as simple as, hey, noticed you guys were going to be in the playoffs. Best of luck on the playoff run. Could be, hey, no, the season's right around the corner. Just wanted to say good luck on the upcoming season. Hey, saw that billboard out in the community. I remember from our conversation, you were working on that. Looks really good. Just wanted to say hi. Another way you can just say, hey, I'm finishing up my junior year. School went great. Actually ended up getting some experience with my athletic department. Just wanted to keep in contact. Let me know if I could ever assist. There's a variety of ways you can do it. But you want to find things that allow you to stay in touch. And that's how you start to build relationships. And you want to have relationships in the industry, not just contacts. So this step is really important. Then once you have some of those relationships and you know kind of what you want to do, you want to aim to get experiences. So you want to use the contacts that you have to start to gain some of that experience. And so we've talked about this a little bit, but another thing you can do is a job shadow. So what I would recommend doing is look at your market. Do you have a pro team, a minor league team? Do you have NHL, football, basketball? Depending on your market, there's a variety of potential sports in each of the cities. And all you want to do is to try to leverage the relationships that you have and your local market to try to get some experience. And so a job shadow is simply reaching out, having an informational interview and saying, hey, I'm local. I'm actually going to be at the game here in a couple weeks. I would love to see and introduce myself at the game. And I was wondering if I could job shadow you or I could follow you around a little bit during the game and learn more about what you do. Be open to that. So a job shadow by definition is going to a game with an industry professional and simply observing and learning what they do on a game night. It's a great way to develop some rapport and some relationship with those individuals. It's a great way to get some of that experience. You can get it onto your resume and then you can follow back up to see if there's other things you can do. But now all of a sudden you have a relationship with the team and you're no longer just a job seeker. Side projects, we already talked about a little bit. Is there anything you can do in your free time to assist these people in any way? Internships and part-time work are really important. Any type of work experience or job shadowing experience that you can get, any sort of connection to a team that you can get onto your resume is going to be vital. So when it gets to this point, I would say most commonly sophomores and juniors are most desired in terms of interns for teams because they want to find people that will go back to school, finish up, and then could start working full-time. Typically, seniors are looking for full-time work. So your window there, sophomore, junior year, is to develop those relationships and apply for those jobs. Internships and part-time work are really important. Attending industry conferences and hiring events is also a great way to get some experience. Things like the baseball winter meetings, the National Sports Forum, job fairs. I host a hiring event myself. Whether you're a student, a recent grad, or a seasoned pro, I think any sort of experience, any sort of networking and relationships that you can build is going to be really, really important. Just put yourself in a situation where you're surrounded by industry professionals and you get to know some people, you build those relationships, and again, you can leverage those to get to hiring managers. In terms of getting experience, you want to cast a really wide net. You don't want to focus just on your market. You want to be open to other cities. You want to be open to other teams. If you're a baseball fan, be open to basketball and hockey. If you're a football fan, be open to soccer. The business of sports is very similar. Very similar. Even though the sports themselves are different. So at this stage, don't be too selective. You want to cast a wide net. The more options you have out there, the better your chances of getting some experience. And your goal simply in this step is to beef your resume up. You want to get, again, as much on there as you possibly can. The more experience you get onto your resume, the stronger commitment you show as someone that really, really wants to work in sports versus someone with no experience that just is a fan of the team that think it'd be cool to work in the industry. So this really separates people when it gets to the next step in the hiring process. Step four, you want to tailor your resume. So at this point in the game, you should have a good understanding of what you want to do. You should have a good amount of contacts and relationships that you've built in the industry. You should have some of that work experience on there. And so through this, then you want to tailor your resume based on the full-time jobs now specifically that you're looking for. So if an internship had you doing work in different departments, you want to fine tune it and you want to pull the things out department that you really want to work in. So if it's marketing, you want to talk about the marketing related projects that you worked on in your internships. If it's sales, you want to talk about any sort of sales skill sets you might have developed in any of your previous jobs. The thing to highlight here, it's ideal if it's sports business experience specific. If not, it's still okay. For me, for example, I had a couple internships, but they were general. So I also had on there that I was a server and I waited tables. And I can't stress this enough. If you're a server, you waited tables, or you worked in corporate America, or you did retail, don't just talk about, don't just say, hey, I took orders and I brought food to the tables. I developed organizational skills, had to work really hard. I had to deal with customers. So I had some customer service experience. I dealt with upselling and understanding what was important to people and recommending, offerings to increase their tab that might make sense for them. These are all sales skill sets. And so I pulled those out of my resume. And although it wasn't sports specific, it was tailored to the jobs that I was looking for, which in my case was ticket sales. So in this step, you want to take all the experiences that you've accrued, both in college or if you're a recent graduate in, post-graduation, and you want to build your resume in a way that shows how you're qualified for the roles that you're interested in. You want to show why you're qualified for those roles. You want to add your relevant educational experiences in sports, work experience, volunteer work. It doesn't matter if you were ripping tickets part-time at spring training, if you're working the concession stand at a game, if you were sweeping the floors, if you worked in the team shop. if you were in sales, if it was full-time, volunteer, if you passed out flyers, any sort of sports experience that you can put on there where you were actually working is going to be valuable, because again, it shows that you're committed to working in sports. And if you worked an unpaid internship, if you've done some of the volunteer work, if you studied it in school, if you're in a sports business club, these are all factors that show that you're a candidate that's really committed to working in sports. And then you also want to show why you're qualified for that work. So if you have a combination of good skill set, good experience, and sports business industry experience specific, and you've tailored it to the jobs you're looking for, you're going to be in great shape to get interviews. So then once your resume is ready to rock and roll, we're going to start applying for full-time jobs. So at this point, you want to narrow your focus on the jobs that interest you most, the jobs where your resume has been tailored in a way that shows why you're qualified for that work. You want to narrow it into a type of job. So if it's sports marketing, be open to sports marketing and soccer, football, basketball, hockey. If it's sales, be open to selling football, basketball, hockey, soccer, et cetera. but you want to narrow it to the type of job that you want. Then you want to leverage the relationships that you have. So if you're looking for a sports sales job, go back to all the relationships that you built, all those informational interviews and job shadows. And at this point, you're going to cash in on those. So if you've done it right over the course of a year or two and you have some solid relationships built, you can make an ask and say, hey, can you really help me out? I'm looking for a job in sales. I noticed you had something available on Teamwork Online. Can you introduce me to the hiring manager? I'd like to learn a little bit more about the position. And in most cases, if you have a relationship, they'll say, yeah, sure, no problem. They'll send an internal email or they'll copy you on it. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to get an interview. So you want to find a way through this process, not just be applying online. You want to find a warm introduction. And a lot of that comes back to the relationships that you built. You also want to cast a wide net. We've talked about this. Be open to other cities, other teams, other leagues. Be willing to go all over the country, because once you get the experience and you do good work, you can parlay that into the jobs ahead. But if you're too selective and you're only looking at New York, or you're only looking at the New York Knicks or the Yankees, and it doesn't work out with those teams, you're going to be in a tough spot. So again, the more flexibility you have, the better your odds of getting in. And if you have your resume done in a way that looks like you're qualified for these roles, you have relationships, you're casting a wide net, and you're being proactive and you're working really hard to get a lot of these conversations going, you're going to get interviews. And if you get those interviews and show passion for that work and you go all in on it and you're committed, you're going to get the job. So I can't stress this part enough. I realize that if you're a sophomore, freshman, junior, senior, recent grad, seasoned professional, the path to working in sports is going to be different for everybody. The path is customized. Some people have a ton of experience, some people don't. There's a variety of ways to get in. And I do believe that the steps that I rolled out in this webinar put you in the position to end up getting a job.